Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we look at Wednesday of the sixth week of Easter. Easter, as I've said to you before, is not just one day. It's 7 weeks. Think of that. This is the time where we honor God so much that He gave His life for us. I could go on and on, but I think I probably just should stay with the readings today. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as we celebrate in mystery the solemnities of Your Son's resurrection, so too we may be worthy to rejoice at His coming with all the saints. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. We take a look now at the Acts of the Apostles, which is rather long today. After Paul's escorts had taken him to Athens, they came away with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. Then Paul stood up at the Areopagus and said, "You Athenians, I see that in every respect you are very religious. For as I walked around looking carefully at your shrines, I even discovered an altar inscribed to an unknown god. What therefore you unknowingly worship, I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and all that is in it, the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in sanctuaries made by human hands, nor is He served by human hands because He needs anything. Rather, it is He who gives to everyone life and everything. He made from one the whole human race to dwell on the entire surface of the earth, and He fixed the ordered seasons and the boundaries of their regions, so that people might seek God, even perhaps grope for Him and find Him, though indeed He is not far from any one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your poets have said, for we too are His offspring. Since therefore we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divinity is like an image fashioned from gold, silver, or stone by human heart and imagination. God has overlooked the times of ignorance, but now He demands that all people everywhere repent, because He has established a day on which He will judge the world with justice through a man He has appointed, and He has provided confirmation for all by raising Him from the dead." When they heard about resurrection of the dead, some began to scoff, but others said, "We should like to hear you on this some other time." And so Paul left them, but some did join him and became believers. Among them were Dionysius, a member of the court of the Areopagus, a woman named Damaris, and others with them. After this, he left Athens and went to Corinth. Brothers and sisters, you see, as people were coming to teach, to show people what God had done for them, they were confused, they were uncertain, they didn't know what to do. It says here, as I read, when they heard about resurrection of the dead, some began to scoff, but others said, we should like to hear you this on this at another time. And so Paul left them. But some did join him and became believers. Now we take a look at Psalm 148. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, O you his angels. Praise him, O you his hosts. Let the kings of the earth and all peoples, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too and maidens, old men and boys, praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has lifted up the horn of his people. By this his praise from all his faithful ones, from the children of Israel, the people close to him. Alleluia, alleluia. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you to all truth. Do you let God show you the way? I'm not going to say that God's going to come out of the heavens, although you never know. But he's not going to come out of the heavens. He's just there for you. But we, in a certain sense, we need to make the first step. And if we get some really good idea, say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. Talk to him. I wouldn't do it in the public, any public situation at all. But when you're by yourself, if you can do it in a church, just say, Lord, my week this word has been hard, or my day is, or whatever the case may be, or our children are in difficulty, whatever. Just take it to the Lord and talk to him, and he will hear you. Now we take a look at John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. My goodness, brothers and sisters, God so loves us. And we turn our backs. We don't allow time in our life for Jesus. Even if it's, as I've said to you before, even 10 minutes a day. Start out that way. If you can pray longer, please read the Gospels. Ask God to help you to understand them. You know, I think it's very important. How often do you call the Holy Spirit when you're in difficulty, when you're in need? Please turn to God. Ask him for help, and you will be helped. It might not be right away, and you say, well, it has to be. God knows best. But if you really genuinely pray for that, you're not trying to test God. You're just praying. And just say, Lord, help me with this problem. Help me with this book I'm writing. Help me with our children. Help me with my husband, my wife. Help me, Lord, whatever the situation is. just ask the Lord, please help me. He loves you so much. And I want to share with you, not the whole thing, but there was an article by Sister Carmela of the Holy Spirit. She was from Italy. And she said, O Spirit of Truth, make me know your word. Teach me to remember all he has said. Enlighten me. Guide me. Make me conformable to Jesus as an altar Christus, another Christ, by giving me his virtues, especially his patience, humility, and obedience. Let me take part in his redemptive work by making me understand and love the cross. O Holy Spirit, I come before you like a little green fruit which will ripen in the sun, like a bit of straw which is to be burned, like a drop of dew to be absorbed by the sun, like an ignorant child who must be taught. O Holy Spirit, giving yourself to little souls, poor and humble, I present myself to you as one of these, and in these disposition I invoke you. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Sanctify me. My desire for holiness is so great. Sanctify me yourself. Make haste to make me holy and a great saint without my knowing it in the self-effacement of my daily life. I wish to cast myself into you, O Holy Spirit, divine fire, so that you will complete my purification, destroy my miserable self-love, and transform me wholly into love. It is for this that I beseech you to come upon me and direct me according to your good pleasure. And then she concludes, O consuming fire, divine love in person, inflame me, burn me, consume me, destroy all self-love in me, transform me entirely into love. Bring me to the summit of the mountain where all is peace and joy in you, O Holy Spirit. Grant that here below, through suffering and loving contemplation, I may arrive at the most intimate union with the Blessed Three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, until I go to contemplate them in the face-to-face vision of heaven, in the peace, joy, and security of the perpetual banquet. It was written by Sister Carmela of the Holy Spirit. Please read about her, and God bless you. Mercy is at the heart and the center of God's love for us. To help you encounter God's mercy, I want to offer you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. To request your copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ.